listener production.
Hi, Caitlin Unger here with your news briefing. Caught today for a New South Wales man accused of the online grooming of a child. Police will allege the 50-year-old from the Central Coast believed he was speaking with a 14-year-old girl when he engaged in sexually explicit conversations and arranged to meet up for sex. He'd actually been talking to detectives, the accused arrested at Tuggerah yesterday. We're being encouraged to make the change and stop using single-use plastics. Plastic bags were banned a month ago across the state, while other items like straws, cutlery and bowls will be off-limits from November. Environment Minister James Griffin says plastic-free July is a great chance to prepare.
A lot of people appreciate that plastic is a big issue in the environment, and just about every single piece of plastic that's ever been made is still with us in some way, shape or form today.
Our state and federal governments are being urged to step up their protections for firefighters. It's after the World Health Organization declared the profession one that causes cancer because of the level of carcinogens workers are exposed to. Greg McConville from the National Firefighters Union says fire services also need to step up their game.
There's been too much delay in doing things that we know will protect firefighters. This is a call for urgent action.
Briefly, the state's central and mid-north coasts are bracing for potential flooding with days of heavy rain forecast from tomorrow. And a week of industrial action has hit its peak today with train services slashed by up to 70%. The union's angry the state government hasn't signed an agreement to address safety concerns on a new fleet of trains. Updating sport, a daily Cherry Evans Masterclass guided Manly to a 36-30 win over Melbourne Storm to kick off round 16 last night. Some nervous moments late in the second half, though, as the Seagulls let slip four tries in the final 5 minutes. Coach Des Hasler says they still found a way to win.
We had the win tonight, and doing so we beat Melbourne Storm, which is no easy feat. Yeah, sure, some parts of it wasn't pretty, but there's a lot there that's really positive.
Tonight it's the Knights at home to the struggling Titans before the Panthers tackle the Roosters.
Listener.